We're learning about those who were killed at a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois. A synagogue teacher, a businessman visiting from Mexico, and a couple whose two-year-old was found wandering the street alone after the toddler's parents were fired on from the rooftop above them. Little Aiden McCarthy was later returned to family members by police who responded to the chaotic aftermath. During a press conference yesterday, Mayor Nancy Roetering tried to shift public attention from the suspected gunman to the seven individuals who were killed.
As we now put the names and faces of those lost yesterday, family, friends, guests, longtime residents of the Highland Park community, our focus shifts to the victims and those left behind.
NPR's Laura Benchoff reports.
It is with a heavy heart that I bring to you the names of the victims of that tragedy.
The task of announcing the names of the dead fell to Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock. Community and family members had already shared that Jacqueline Sundheim of Highland Park and Nicolas Toledo Zaragoza of Morelos, Mexico, had passed. But some names Bannock shared were new.
64-year-old Catherine Goldstein of Highland Park. 35-year-old Irina McCarthy of Highland Park. 37-year-old Kevin McCarthy of Highland Park. 88-year-old Stephen Strauss of Highland Park.
With names came remembrances. Some of Toledo Zaragoza's family were there when he was shot and killed. Two of his daughters spoke outside of a family member's home. Fabiola Toledo says he was thrilled to be visiting with his extended family for a few months.
He's coming here for 3 months, and he said he wants to stay longer because he wants to be safe with the whole family. Almost the whole family is here.
He's now missed by many friends and his two dozen grandchildren. Fabiola says one of the younger ones asks, "Where's Grandpa?"
He's thinking he's in the hospital, and I say, "No, he's not coming back."
Daughter Josefina Toledo says that it's hard to accept that he's gone.
Sí, nos cuesta mucho aceptar que nuestro padre ya no está con nosotros.
She says he loved to go fishing and was a great father. Laura Benchoff, NPR News.